Asian cities are on the rise, and Australian leaders need to start building relationships with city leaders and treat them as global actors. It's the advice contained in Griffith University's State of the Neighbourhood report. The report highlights the role that cities now play in international relations. As urban populations continue to increase, cities offer innovative forms of governance on issues such as human rights, inequality, and the environment. Dr. Sue Harris-Rimmer is from Griffith University's Asia Institute. I spoke to her earlier. Sue Harris-Rimmer, the mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, issued a tweet a few years back and it caught your eye. What was that and what did he mean by it?
He said, "When nations talk, cities act." And at the time he was setting up a big new network of cities who were dedicated to fighting climate change and wanting their own status in the Paris Agreement and the Rio Summit, which they got. So he was basically saying that the impacts of climate change are going to be felt in the world's biggest cities, so they wanted to step up into what they saw as a vacuum.
And we've seen city leaders like Michael Bloomberg and mayors around the world become more frequently recognised as global figures. And it's challenging that state-centric nature of international law, isn't it?
That's right. So some mayors these days are global figures, like Anne Hidalgo, the mayor of Paris, or the mayor of London. And they can also translate into international politics, like Duterte's in the Philippines or Widodo in Indonesia, Modi in India. So you're starting to see more transition from mayor to national leader as well. And I think they bring with them a dynamism, I suppose, but also real power. Cities, particularly in our region, have real material power, which they are trying to translate into international norms. So we need to be really careful about what they're doing and why they're doing it.
Could this be another example where politics, and particularly party politics, is broken? What we're seeing is this structure at the top at a national level where decisions can't be made. There's a kind of gridlock between the parties and even within the party rooms themselves. And city leaders and city municipalities seem to be able to take the decisions that need to be taken at the moment.
So global governance structures are really in all kinds of disarray at the moment in the UN and other international organisations like the EU. And so that's left a bit of a vacuum at the global governance level. But at the same time, city demographics are changing really rapidly, particularly in our region. So some of you may have heard Federal Minister Alan Tudge talk about the desperate need for Australia to manage its cities and infrastructure. And I know the New South Wales Premier keeps talking about pausing on growing Sydney, for example. Well, if we're adding a Canberra every year, our region has grown by a billion people in the last 20 years, and it's going to add another billion by 2040. That is a huge mega trend. And so if you think about the dilemmas our governments are having trying to manage our infrastructure needs as our cities grow, imagine that in our region. This is why this focus is so important. We have things like the Asia Pacific City Summit that's hosted in Australia. Those events become much more important as we try to understand what India and China are going to do next to manage their megacities.
And what do Australian leaders need to do to get ready for this change in the international landscape?
Well, I believe if we had been focused more on mayors, we would have been more prepared for Duterte's, Widodo and Modi, for example, and the different way they operate as politicians. DFAT's doing a review of what they call soft power at the moment. And our recommendation to that review is take cities seriously. Start looking at our sister cities' relationship and make them more strategic. Start focusing on mayors as, you know, relationships we need to develop. And start thinking or start mapping the way that cities are networking around our region. And just add a level of strategy to it instead of seeing them as complicating factors, because where the real power is, that's where the norms develop.
Dr. Sue Harris-Rimmer from Griffith University.